I want to welcome you all to an episode, the first episode of the Humanity Standard podcast. My name is Sydney Standard, and yes, the reason why it's called the Humanity Standard is because my last name is Standard, and like, why not make a play on your cool ass last name if you can? So that's exactly what I'm doing. I actually started a podcast a few months ago. And I think when I started that initially, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I was really trying to concentrate on a specific lane. But what I've kind of realized in the time since I last did a podcast is that there's so many thoughts that I have all the time about different things happening in culture. So it makes a lot more sense for me to kind of just riff off of whatever is interesting to me that day, that week, whatever, and then just run with it. So that's pretty much going to be the format for this podcast. And what happened recently within culture? Obviously, there's just a lot of stuff going on if you want to go the negative route. But if we want to go the positive route, which is always the route that I want to go, I have been really excited by the amount of music that has come out, especially by the heavy hitters in music. And what do I mean by that? So Kanye released his much awaited album Donda, which is basically a dedication to his mother sonically. And then also Drake released his project about a week later called Certified Lover Boy, and that has also been a long-awaited project. And right now people are kind of like, all right, which is better? Is it Donda? Is it CLB, Certified Lover Boy? And I've actually been listening to not only Certified Lover Boy, but I've been listening to all of Drake's discography for the past few days. And I'm usually a Kanye fan. So this is not to say that I didn't like Donda. I actually didn't listen to all of Donda because it was super long. It's almost 2 hours long. So I was like, oh my God, if I'm going to be listening to this, I really have to be in a place where that's the only thing I can really do. And I think that's when you put it on for a long car ride, or if you're going on a long walk or anything like that, and you just zone out and listen to it. But I think even better is really experiencing it the way he did his listening parties, which is you have the music all around you and you have the visuals and everything. And a lot of people, at least many of the critiques that I've heard, is that his album is really meant to be experienced. And I actually agree with that because he is also very much, he's an artist, really. So he's in fashion, obviously, and he is a wizard with his musical production. So all the beats that he uses, samples, how he mixes it, it's just so good, man. It's like there's no one else out right now who has the level of production that he has on his songs, and it's just incredible. And I think that's what I really appreciate about Kanye. Now getting on to Drake. Drake can sing. He can also rap really well. But a lot of times his sound, we're just so used to it at this point. And I've been hearing some pretty valid critiques. And it's basically like, yeah, like if you're comparing Drake, this Drake album to past Drake albums, like it's not anything that's revolutionary. Like we've heard it already. Yeah, it's new. People like it. Yada, yada, yada. But in the grand scheme of things, he didn't bring anything revolutionary to the game or to his game that makes you be like, oh my gosh, this is the best Drake album I've ever heard in my life, or even the best album I've heard in my life. And it really is bringing to the fore that, at least for me, when I first listened to Certified Lover Boy, which I'm going to call CLB from now on, I was a bit disappointed because I just felt as though he hasn't really evolved as a human being, it seems. Like, he's just rapping about the same thing over and over and over again. And it's like, we get it. Like, you're super rich. you're so lit, all the girls like you, yada, yada, yada. But is there anything else that you can tell us about your life? And the reason why I'm even bringing this up is because, again, someone made this point that we grew to love Drake because he was so vulnerable and he was willing to talk about how he was really feeling, the experiences that he was really having. And now it just seems like he's at a point where he's uninspired by his life, right? It's like, where is the love interest? Or we always hear about many, but there's not one person. And we know what having one person did to Jay-Z. Like, it really turned his life around and got him to focus on different things. Because you can't be at the top of your game forever. At a certain point, you know, you're going to fall from grace. And if you don't have anything else that you can really set your sights on, it's just going to be a huge blow to the ego. And it's going to be very unfortunate for that individual because they are going to have to deal with the fact that all of everything, their validation, whatever, is tied up in being number one. And you're not going to be number one forever. Like, it rap in itself, music, in a lot of ways, it's a young person's game, right? It's always the next hottest person, yada, yada, yada. And you're 34 going on 35. Like, at some point, you kind of have to cut the shit. And I'm kind of frustrated because it's like, in one regard, you want to love Drake. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, this dude, he can't miss. And he always has a hit. I'll be honest. His music is great. But at the same time, you know exactly what you're going to expect from this person. And I actually really want to compare Drake to Emma Chamberlain. So Emma Chamberlain is a very popular YouTuber. I would say she's one of the most popular YouTubers on YouTube. And her major thing is she's a relationship-based YouTuber. So what that means is that her content is contingent upon her personality. And ever since she had gotten on YouTube, it was one particular way for what, 3-4 years, however long it was. And then recently, she actually switched up her entire editing style. And all of her fans are super with it. It doesn't look like she's lost any sort of retention in her audience. I've looked at some of her numbers. It almost looks like it's gone up, if I'm being honest. And she took a major chance as a creator because what she had was working. But she talked about it in an interview, or not an interview, but in a podcast episode, because she has a podcast, it's called Anything Goes. And she was talking about how she had actually let go of doing a lot of the video editing, if not all, so that she could focus on other things. So she had another editor doing her editing, and she said that she felt depressed and that the thing that she changed in her life is she went back to editing her videos again, which is why we saw this change in her editing style once again. And the fact that she was able to successfully change her whole shtick and her audience was there for her, I think that Drake needs to take a page from Emma Chamberlain's book and try something completely different. We always hear, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I think sometimes the audience is starting to get bored with you. And yeah, you're on top, it's going great. But there are always these little, you know, seeds that things are kind of not going your way anymore. And it's the best when the individual themselves has the self-awareness to see, yo, I really need to change something or else I don't know how I can keep doing this. And in a lot of ways, that's how I feel about Drake. How much longer are you going to keep doing this if you're going to be talking about the same thing all the time? At this point, he's just not relatable anymore. And, you know, I am curious. I would love to have a conversation with him and be like, yo, like, what's really going on? Because in the beginning, you were so vulnerable. And now it just seems like he's so hardened by life. And yet he has all this stuff. But my thing is, I know it's not about the stuff. I know that we need relationships in our life, right? We need to feel like we matter, that we need to feel secure in who we are. And I think a lot of times people hide behind their success. What do I mean by that? They put all of their everything into their work. They make that the center of their life to the detriment of every other part of their life. And I think what a lot of people don't realize is that when you let the basis of your life, your personal life, go and you focus only on work, you lose that relatability. And in a lot of ways, I just feel like there's not as much love in his music as there used to be. And maybe because he's, you know, he doesn't have love around him. You know, you have your friends, you have your mom, you have your dad, hopefully, right? You have those people in your life. But we all need more than that. We need stimulation intellectually, right? We need things that are not necessarily tangible. And I think that's something as a culture we really need to talk about. Because a lot of the things that are promoted, they are not things that really matter. Yes, who doesn't want to have a roof over their head, food in their stomach, a career that they love? But after that, what about your interpersonal relationships? Do you feel like you're loved on a daily basis or anything like that? Because if you don't feel that way, you're going to be uninspired, period. And I think that's the case with so much of the music, not just Drake's music. The one thing I love about Kanye is his music makes you feel something. You can tell that that guy is deeply, deeply tied to his emotional center, his God center, we can call it that. And because of that, you can feel that in his music. That's why people feel as though they can relate to Kanye in a lot of ways, because he's not presenting this picture-perfect image. You know, he's a mess. We're all messes. Let's be honest here. I'm a mess too. And I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm this perfect person. Got to protect the brand. What is this going to do to the brand? It's just crazy. You know, like, we need real people making music, real people creating movies, real people writing books, not just things that sound good. And that's just my frustration with the culture in general. It has no real authenticity. It's all fake bullshit. It's just so frustrating. Like, when are we going to get to a point when we can be real about what's really going on in our lives? It doesn't matter how much money you have. It's not even about that. It's about what you choose to focus on. Are you choosing to focus on the stuff that people can't relate to because you're too afraid to dive deep into your soul and really express that? You don't have to use names. You don't have to do anything. But let's hear how you really feel about what's going on. Maybe the reason why Drake doesn't have a lady is because he doesn't want to be actually vulnerable with a lady. If you're trying to be in this savage mode, oh yeah, you can't touch me, I don't want you to be able to, you know, get inside and then cause damage. One of the things with love is that you have to be willing to bear your heart on your soul and realize that shit happens. And also with that, you have to have the proper discernment to know who deserves that from you and who doesn't. And if you pick the wrong person to bear your soul to, that's not on the other person. That's on you. And if you continue to make that same issue or you continue to make that same mistake, there's something that you're doing wrong. Like, take some accountability. And I say that to not just Drake, but I literally say that to everyone. People, take accountability for what has happened in your life. If things happen that you didn't like, okay, what did you learn from it? And how can you move forward? I'm dealing with it too. I'm not perfect. There's so many things that I've done and I feel like I'm going around in circles and circles. Oh, you know not to hang out with that person, but oh wait, maybe just one more time. Maybe it'll work out. No, it fucking won't. You already have been there. So it's just about, when do we want to look at ourselves in the mirror and be like, damn, if I keep up with this lifestyle, then I mean, I already know where I'm going. And that's my issue with hip hop, rap in general, is that the lifestyle that's promoted, we already know it's not good. And yet people, they're making money off of it and they just try and keep it going. And it's like, this is what the issue is. It's this entire culture, man. Like, being this demon in a sense, you don't care about anybody's feelings and like you're just gonna go like fuck a lot of bitches and like who cares? No, I'm tired of it, to be honest. And for so long, I was really trying to emulate that lifestyle in my own way. I grew up and I have my parents both in my house all my life. And I went to college. I've always been in so many activities. I've had so many privileges in my life. And yet I was turning to the culture, black culture, whatever. And I was trying to be like what they were saying was cool. And I was losing myself. And when I look at a person like Drake, for example, I see that he grew up in a nice place. His mom cared about his education, cared that he grew up in a nice place, took on debt, I think is what he said, just to provide him with a better life. And it seems like he's taking on this persona to fit into a culture that he doesn't even necessarily come from. And I don't mean come from in the sense that like, oh yeah, he's like half black, whatever. I mean, literally, the culture you come from is the culture that your household is. It's your immediate surroundings. So I'll speak on myself. Since I come from a two-parent household, middle class, New York, had so many opportunities, when was in honors classes, went to college, why would I be acting in a way to be in accordance with the toxic ass culture that is hip hop, R&B, black culture in general? Why would I do that? It stems from a lack of security in oneself. At least that's what I found in myself. That's why I was trying to be like the culture and be like all this, is because I ultimately wanted to be liked by something that was not ever really made for me. Just because you're black doesn't mean that you have to be a degenerate. And I think in a lot of ways, that's what this culture promotes. It promotes degeneracy. It's not cool to have multiple baby mamas and to be sleeping with another woman every night. Do you know the richest people on earth? They don't have multiple baby mamas. They're either married currently or they're divorced. And that is how you build wealth, right? Most of the top families, they are married. They don't even get divorced. Actually, because they realize the importance of family in building generational wealth. And that is something that black people just don't seem to fucking get. And this toxic culture promotes that. It's so frustrating. And I wish we can make the connections between, you know, a Drake, a Kanye, and all these other rappers. No disrespect to any of them, by the way. I'm just really pointing out that culture has such a massive impact on people, what they decide to go into, what they decide to think is something that they should pay attention to. And you have these people at the top who are themselves trying to be cool and trying to answer to the culture that they are literally creating. I don't think a lot of these guys and gals understand how much power that they have to literally change the world. All they have to do is change the content of their music, of their art. That's all they have to do. And yet it seems like they're just so afraid. I just find it really comical because it doesn't really matter how much money you have. It matters what you ultimately think about yourself. And I think this is one of the reasons why I actually love Kanye's, because they've always made this dude out to be the crazy one. But he's the one that has had the courage to actually speak out against what's even going on in this quote unquote culture. And I actually want to also give a shout out to Nicki Minaj for sticking up for the fact that this whole vaccine BS is ridiculous, because it is. I don't want to get too deep into the vaccine because I personally don't believe in it. You know, I just think there's a nefarious agenda going on. So, you know, I'll take my ivermectin and my zinc, quercetin, all that stuff, and I'm good. But that being said, I wish that Black people in general could wake up to see how powerful our voice is, how powerful the culture is. Stop acting like you are the one who should be scared. You're the one who makes the culture. Like, imagine if all these top people in music, in film, decided, you know what? Let's get off of this debauchery, basically. This behavior that doesn't promote generational wealth, the accumulation of generational wealth, that doesn't promote being healthy, that doesn't promote being smart, all of these things. And let's leave that for something that is the complete opposite. Who cares if some people don't like it? People will get on board if they see their favorite artist getting on board. And that is true power. So I think I'm done rambling for the day, but I hope you really understand what I'm saying. Like, we really need to set a new humanity standard. One that's not just about Black or white. That's why this podcast is called the Humanity Standard, because I believe that there is only one race, the human race. We all come in different hues, but we all have the same, you know, process, body processes. So let's just come together. Like, let's have love that brings us together. Like, stop all this, Black, white, this. Like, it's really about class. We need to get people who were born into lower classes to start thinking on the level that people in the highest echelons of society, the way that they're thinking, and imagine where the world would be. On that note, thank you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Sydney out.